Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Welcome, this is Cassidy from the 4P Sunday Short Break Show. Join us for a variety of obscure features, including famous birthdays, local news, and jokes that will make you wonder why you're listening to this station.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 8, lows of 3. Tuesday we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 3. Wednesday we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 5. Thursday we can expect light rain and fresh breeze, highs of 9, lows of 7. And Friday we can expect light rain and a fresh breeze, highs of 10, lows of 6. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, digital signs with service information about a troubled chain ferry are set to be installed along the approach routes. Isle of Wight Council said the signs for its floating bridge would also display information on cross Solent ferries and improved traffic flow. The ferry at East Cowes was out of action for repairs earlier this week ahead of a planned 6-week layoff. The council has begun legal mitigation over the ongoing technical difficulties with the £3.2 million vessel. 4 variable message signs would be placed on routes close to the chain ferry which crosses the River Medina, the authority said. The signs are part of works to improve traffic flow in and around East Cowes, especially at busy periods. This will include giving drivers relevant travel information about the floating bridge and red funnel services. Meanwhile, the company behind the sand and gravel extraction at Palmer's Farm in Wootton has said that work is underway to address concerns about traffic movement and the environment in time for an application to be formally submitted by the end of March. White Building Materials wants to extract gravel at a yet-to-be-revealed site at Palmer's Farm off Brooks Copse Road to supply local construction. White Building Materials says it is working to address fears. Steve Burton, White Building Materials General Manager, said, "We have said all along that we are keen to work closely with the community in developing this plan, and this remains the case." Finally, after 110 years of music, mirth and mayhem, Ventnor Comic Jazz Band from the Isle of Wight have been chosen by the Queen's Platinum Jubilee organisers to represent the South of England in the Platinum Jubilee pageant, which will take place on Sunday the 5th of June 2022 in central London. Over 5,000 people from across the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth will celebrate the Queen's reign against the backdrop of Buckingham Palace and the surrounding streets, combining street arts, theatre, music, circus, carnival and costume. Ventnor Comic Jazz Band first appeared in the 1894 Ventnor Carnival as a mop brigade. Members of the local Isle of Wight Rifle Volunteers dressed in weird costumes and performed comic drill displays using mops instead of rifles. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott-Sootle.
Now I have got a gig guide for you. Gin Thorn Trio at the Cafe Isola at Newport, 2 p.m. And on Monday we have got the Gin Thorn Trio again at the Medina Bookshop at Cowes at 7 p.m. Tuesday we have got Steve Loves Island Songs at Moncton Arts at Ride, 10:30 a.m. And exhibited on screen of Friar Hallows at Ventnor Art Club, 7 p.m., which is a ticketed event. On Wednesday, we've got Platform One Presents at String Bars and Venue, 7 p.m, and it's a ticketed event. And Tea Dance at the Broadway Centre at Sandown, 2 p.m. till 4:30 p.m. Thursday, we have got ROH Live, the Riccatillo, at Ventnor Arts Club at 7 p.m. and it is a ticketed event.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Madison Beer, who's a pop singer, Matt Lucas, who's a comedian, and Perry Glasspool, who's a TV actor. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and I'll be telling you how to make a cauliflower and apple soup. To make the soup, you will need 50 grams of butter, 4 onions thinly sliced, 1.5 kilograms of cauliflower broken up into very small florets, 8 eating apples, 6 cored, peeled and chopped, 2 unpeeled and cut into matchsticks, 2 vegetable stock cubes crumbled, 1.5 liters of milk, 2 tablespoons of single cream, olive oil for drizzling, a few thyme sprigs. To make the cauliflower and apple soup, firstly you need to melt the butter into a saucepan, add the onions and fry gently until softened. Add the cauliflower and diced apple and fry for 5 more minutes. Add the stock cubes and milk and bring to the boil, then reduce to a simmer and cook for 5 minutes, or until the cauliflower and apples are tender. Use a hand blender or liquidizer to puree the soup until smooth, then season it. Divide into bowls and swirl 1 tablespoon of cream into each along with a drizzle of oil. Top with the apple matchsticks and thyme. This takes 5 minutes to prep and 25 minutes to cook, and it serves 8 people. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
So me and James have got a game to talk about today, and the game we'll be talking about today is called Ark Survival Evolved.
Ark Survival Evolved is a survival game where you have to collect resources and use those resources to craft items. As you level up, you can gain engrams, which are blueprints for items that are better replacements of previous items or add new ways to play.
So it is a survival game where you can play multiplayer. It's like a server multiplayer game where you can play with multiple different people all at one time. And it's got a prehistoric element to it, as it is a dinosaur game, basically, as there are dinosaurs, both hostile and non-hostile, that can roam around.
The dinosaurs can be tamed by various means and can be used to fight other dinosaurs to move you around the map, and some of the bigger ones can have a platform attached to them so they can be used as a mobile base.
There are also some dinosaurs that are only selected to each certain map as well, as there are some other DLC maps that you can get along with it. But yes, as James said before, there is a crafting system in it, and for that crafting system you need to get materials. We're either breaking down trees and all that, and you can get it and all that, and you can get materials and smelt like iron and ores like that, and you or cook meat using a campfire, and you can get like better versions of that as you level up more.
Yes.
Like a cooking pot and a furnace.
The highest level of engrams are tech engrams, but you have to fight powerful bosses to be able to craft tech items.
And the tech items need to be fueled by another item, which is quite hard to get as well, I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
I think so.
So, it's a survival game. You can play in a massive server with up to, like, 20 people, I think it is. It depends on the server.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you want to run your own server, though, with public people, it does cost money, but you can run a private server where you can play with just your friends.
There are dinosaurs in it, you can tame them, and there are lots of different things you can do in the game.
And there is a storyline to the game, but it's quite complex to get into. So yeah, this game, it's available on
PlayStation,
Xbox, PC, and I think that's it, isn't it?
There's a mobile version, but it's separate from the main game. It's completely different.
I don't know what age rating
it is. It is a 16. There is a bit of violence, but if you think you're mature enough, it should be alright if the violence isn't too bad.
Yes, there is nothing else, just like little bits of blood that go around the edge of your screen and all that, so not too violent. So if you trust your kid with that, then go ahead and let them play it.
Thank you.
In local news this week, as part of Ryde's celebrations to commemorate the Queen's Jubilee, Ryde Mayor Michael Lilly would like to invite the town's residents to nominate a Ryde resident who you think is deserving of the honorary title Freedom of Ryde. 7 magnificent Ryde residents, one for every decade of Queen Elizabeth II's reign, will be selected and presented with the title at a dedicated awards ceremony on the weekend of Jubilee festivities. Ryde Town Council Marketing Officer Hannah East says the Freedom of Ryde is a huge honour and we are thrilled to be presenting it to 7 wonderful Ryde residents. It is even better that the nominations are going to be coming from the people who live within the community. This is a terrific opportunity to put forward people who you believe have made a real difference to the town of Ryde. I can't wait to see the nominations flood in. If you would like to nominate someone for their valuable service, achievements, profession or contribution to Ryde Town, then please email reception@rydetowncouncil.gov.uk or post to Ryde Town Council, 10 Lind Street, Ryde, Isle of Wight, PO 33 2NQ. Meanwhile, Isle of Wight MP Bob Seeley spoke in Ukrainian as he addressed the country's ambassador to the UK in Parliament this week. Parliamentary rules were broken to all Vadim Pristaiko to sit in on Prime Minister's questions. The decision to do so was applauded by members who gave the official a standing ovation when he was announced by Speaker Sir Lindsay Hoyle. Addressing the gallery, Mr. Seeley thanked the official before going on to ask Prime Minister Boris Johnson a question about Russia's invasion. He asked, "Does the Prime Minister understand that this is how state corruption happens and this is systemic planned subversion? Does he realise the seriousness of what's been happening to law firms and finance companies in recent years?" The Prime Minister responded by saying they were reminded on the 23rd of February the need to comply with sanctions, regulations, legislation, and there are regular checks to ensure that they are doing so. Finally, delayed due to the COVID pandemic, a Queen's Award for Voluntary Service was presented to the team behind the annual Isle of Wight Music, Dance and Drama Festival on Sunday. Fittingly, the presentation took place on stage at Shanklin Theatre on the first day of the 2022 event. The volunteers were awarded the prestigious accolade in 2020, but because of the COVID restrictions, were not able to have an official presentation. Trustee Chris Hartley said, "We were very honoured that the Queen's representative on the island, Lord Lieutenant Susie Sheldon, attended the morning session of our Pop and Rock Day at Shanklin Theatre to present us with the actual Magnificent Crystal Award. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock Sotal."
Hello, I'm Ophelia. And remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Madison Beer, who was born in 1999, he's 23. Matt Lucas, who was born in 1974, he's 48. And Perry Glasspool, who was born in 1992, he's 30. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Proofreading Day on the 8th of March is a day for everyone to sit down and read what they've just typed or written with the goal of achieving 100% accuracy. English teachers around the world can be pleased with their students who have applied what they have learnt. It is critical to remember that when writing, we should adhere to grammar standards rather than as if we were speaking. This fact can be used by professionals in any sector to create a standard for outstanding writing. If you dread encountering a document with misspelt words, then this is a perfect day to go to the shop and stock up on pens so you're set to proofread for the next few seasons. Number 2. Panic Day on the 9th of March is for one day of the year when it's perfectly acceptable to give in to that emotion that we all attempt to conceal. It's normal to feel stressed or anxious. Giving way to that emotion every now and again does not make a person weak or inept, so make a note on your calendar and hold on till this day. Once the day begins, you can get it all out by screaming into a pillow at home or climbing mountains by yourself. This might be a pleasant approach to distract yourself from your anxiety. Keep an eye on what's going on and keep in mind that everyone needs time to unwind. And finally, Jewel Day on the 13th of March is an opportunity for anyone who has had their eye on a piece of jewellery to treat themselves or somebody else to a wonderful gift. You can't really go wrong with jewels as a gift for a special occasion like a birthday or an anniversary. They are glittery, pretty, and a lot of fun to wear all year. Receiving a brand new jewel to show off to friends and family would be a dream come true for everyone. The day invites people to respect the artists who work long and persistently to create these exquisite gems. It's all about honouring the designers, jewellers, and actual items that have and will continue to thrill customers on a regular basis. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
Hello, this is Blake with some really bad jokes that make you wonder why you listen to this radio station. I'm afraid of the calendar. Its days are numbered. My wife said I should do lunges to stay in shape. That would be a big step forward. Why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing? Just in case they get a hole in one. How do you follow Will Smith in the snow? You follow the Fresh Prince.
Hello, my name is Cassidy with the Cinema Guide for this week. All of the following will be shown from Monday to Thursday this week. The Duke, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Siren, which is a 12A at Commodore Cinema. Dog, which is a 12A at Cineworld. Deaf on the Nile 2022, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Enchanted, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Sin 2, which is a U at Cineworld. Belfast, which is a 12A at Cineworld. And The Batman, which is 2022, which is a 15 at Cineworld. For more information, including filming availability, make sure you check the cinema website.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is gallimaufry. It is spelled G-A-L-L-I-M-A-U-F-R-Y. It is a singular noun which refers to a confused jumble or medley of things. It can be used in the sentence, "The young children's explanations were a gallimaufry of nonsense, with each of them claiming something different that made absolutely no sense." It originated from the mid-16th century from the word gallimaufry, which means unappetizing dish. However, it is thought to have originated from the old French word galère, which means to have fun, followed by the Picard word mafraire, which means to eat copious quantities. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
This is James from Vectis Radio. For now, it's a goodbye from me.
It's a goodbye from Blake.
It's a goodbye from Jasper.
It's a goodbye from Cassidy.
Goodbye! Bye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.